A military band welcomed a smiling Kim Jong-un in Vladivostok, Russia today, as North Korea's leader stepped off his train. It's Kim's first visit to Russia, a country he's long dreamed of seeing, he said today. The North Korean leader also told a reporter for Russian state TV that he's looking forward to a successful visit. Kim's summit with President Vladimir Putin is scheduled for tomorrow, and Andrei Lankov is watching it all closely. He's Russian, who studies North Korea from his base at Seoul's Kukmin University. To begin, I asked him why Putin is sitting down with Kim.
Essentially to remind the entire world that Russia exists, that it has some interests and possibly some influence in regard to the North Korean issues. Because over the last 2 years, Russia has been pushed aside and did not play any significant role in the complicated negotiations around North Korea and North Korean nuclear issue. So the major message is just, I would say, a polite reminder that Russia should not be completely forgotten when it comes to the Korean issues.
So, mostly a photo op, but you did mention, Andrei Lankov, that Russia has some interests in North Korea. What are they?
In a nutshell, Russia's interest in North Korea is about stability. Russia doesn't want to deal with a serious crisis on the Far East. Not because Russia is such a peace-loving country, but because such a crisis is not going to be good for its national interests. It's going to be expensive and difficult to manage.
They share the border. Are you saying that Russia is concerned that maybe refugees would come over the border into Russia?
And not only refugees, all kind of nasty stuff. So they want basically the area to be stable and they want status quo. And in theory, Russia would like to see denuclearization. However, over the last 10 or 15 years, it has become a near consensus among the Russian decision makers and analysts and scholars that North Korea is not going to surrender its nuclear weapons.
When it comes to the nuclear issue, everybody seems to know that the real players in the negotiations are the presidents of the U.S. and China. They're the real powers. And yet we also know that the U.S. aim of getting North Korea to denuclearize is not going well. What could Kim be telegraphing about that process with this visit to Putin?
Kim will pay lip service to his alleged desire to surrender nuclear weapons. And this lip service should not be taken too seriously. And then, after all necessary declarations, he will probably introduce some ideas about a possible compromise. North Koreans are not going to surrender their nuclear weapons. They saw what happened to Muammar Gaddafi of Libya, who is the only strongman in recent history who surrendered nuclear weapons. They remember that Ukraine once received guarantee of its borders from Russia, of all countries, United States and UK in exchange for nuclear weapons. And then you know what happened to Crimea. Therefore, they believe in weapons not going to surrender it. But they are probably willing to negotiate some kind of freeze or even reduction of their nuclear potential in exchange for sanctions being lifted and maybe some additional assistance, some additional investment provided. And it's probably going to be discussed. However, as you have said, the major player is Donald Trump, not Vladimir Putin, and probably not even Xi Jinping, because major decisions are made now in Washington, and it's, well, fact of life.
Historically, as you well know, it's not uncommon for North Korea to play off the larger powers against each other. Is that what Kim is doing?
It's what the entire Kim family has been doing with great brilliance for 70 years. They are great diplomats. Maybe Kim Jong-un is not as good as his father and grandfather, but it's a part of the family tradition. They used to play Russians against Chinese, then South Koreans against Americans, and Chinese against Americans. And, well, it's how they basically run diplomacy.
Andrei Lankov, a North Korea expert at Seoul's Kukmin University.